The final aspect of this blog post that I would like to reflect on is the decision-making itself. So from a personal perspective, how will I choose to move forward as I continue to shape myself as a British Canadian? So I've been living in Canada for almost 10 years. I moved in the August of 2016. And so as I speak, next month will be my 10-year Canadaversary. I have had to practice my British received pronunciation during that time because my identity as a Canadian does want to take over my speech. I have actively controlled my speech to maintain a British received pronunciation accent. When I'm a little bit tired, or especially in the night time and I'm talking to somebody, I will notice that my speech becomes a little more Canadian. And when I speak to my family who are in Wales, UK, my speech naturally becomes a little bit Welsh. The intonation becomes a little bit Welsh. Some of the vowels become a little bit Welsh also. But broadly speaking, my speech is British received pronunciation all the time. When I'm teaching, I always focus on maintaining that British, modern British received pronunciation. Now, in my day-to-day life as a Canadian living in Canada, but with a British passport and a British identity also, I want to start making decisions about how I feel about code switching. So switching in between a kind of, we'll say, a transatlantic accent, maybe like in the old movies, like Mae West or something like that, if you're familiar with Mae West. That feels a little bit old-fashioned, I feel, a bit artificial. But having a little Canadian flavour from time to time and allowing that to come into my speech and then choosing to go back to a classic British speech pattern, classic British speech sounds in my work, that could be something that would interest me. Psychologically, it's another story, I think, because while you might gain something from sounding more similar to the people around you, sometimes you feel like you might lose something as well. So in my case, what I'm going to do is think about control. Think about maybe dialing up and dialing down the Canadian depending on how I'm feeling. I can do that already, but it still feels a little bit odd because I have focused so unbelievably hard over the last decade on maintaining the British accent. It feels funny and a bit uncomfortable, I would say, to suddenly switch to speaking with a much more Canadian flavour. What I'm doing instead is allowing myself in natural speech to pronounce my r sounds, my rhotic r, more. So when it does happen, I'm not correcting myself, but I am just letting it be. Some of my vowels may shift occasionally, like the O might become a little bit further back in its first position. So like O, O, O. And I can adjust that depending on how I feel. And certainly my pronunciation of words like aluminium has become aluminum and oregano has become oregano. But you can hear that there's still a British flavour to those words. I'm allowing myself to feel it out, to make decisions and to tune into those speech sounds and practice when I feel like it a couple of times a day in order to try things out and see what feels good in experimentation and playful language awareness. That feels good for me. So I encourage you to seek out what feels good for you and your identity. I encourage you to be playful. I encourage you to learn about how changing the shape of your mouth changes what comes out. So altering the shape of the tongue, the jaw, the lips will change the shape of your vowels. I personally, I have a preference for maintaining my British back vowels, so or and instead of the R that you'll hear in general American or Canadian, general Canadian. That's my preference for myself, so I'll keep that, I think. In regard to my French, it's a little bit different because I don't have as much identity wrapped up in it. I feel very proud to be a French speaker. I feel happy that I live in Quebec, in Canada. I enjoy using Quebec French. I use Quebec vocabulary for the most part. Sometimes a little bit of Alpine vocabulary comes into my French because I spent a year studying in the French Alps. And all of this contributes to the patchwork of my French, which brings me an enormous amount of joy. So I have collected a bunch of different little bits of language from different places all throughout my life. Now I'm learning Spanish and I'm collecting little bits from Europe, little bits from Latin America, depending on my story as it unfolds in Spanish. So all this to say, you can choose what you want to keep, what you want to get rid of. You can choose what feels nice for yourself. You can choose how you want to sound, how you want to feel, what feels comfortable to you. And I, as your accent coach, will always help guide you toward the thing that makes you feel best, that makes you feel the most powerful, the most grounded, centered, happy, joyful individual. And to help you sound clear and confident in your professional life to achieve your professional goals even better. So, again, for the third time, please email me if you have any questions or concerns, and please do visit the website to check out the private coaching options and to discover the self-paced training as well. We have private slots this summer for coaching. You can choose between a 50-minute session or a 20-minute session right now. Again, it's 2026. That may change. And every single paid product right now comes with a live group workshop once a month. And the information about that will be sent by email whenever there's one coming up. So thank you once again. Have a great day. Bye-bye.